We got a little bit of time here. So in our huddle, this is where we get together and kind of shift our perspective a little bit. You know, when we developed this cleanse, one of the things that came to us was change, move, and grow. And we're really feeling these different phases. So the first one was just making changes, adding foods, taking foods out, adding water. And now it feels like the phase of movement. And it's very interesting that the universe has me actually moving. So it's bringing so much stuff up, and it's such a metaphor for cleansing, because all the toxins are up, all the things out of the closets, all the stuff is just there. And so we want to look at things in your life. We want to look at ways you can create more space. And I guess another way to say that is, what's burdening you? And we're going to focus on the physical stuff right now, but what about those closets? What are the things in your life, in your world, that you're kind of putting off? They're kind of cluttered. You can't manage them. It's totally disorganized. We really want to look at that, because there's something there. When you live in a cluttered environment, it's typically a reflection of what's going on inside. And we are all so tired and feeling ill that we can't keep up. But we would just say, to simplify your life is really, really important. And taking steps to make some space. So we're going to do an exercise. Hi, Brent. When we talked to Dr. Haas, didn't we talk to Dr. Haas a little bit about this?
Absolutely. He brought it up. It was beautiful.
He said that when you're cleansing, you're not just cleansing your body, you're cleansing your life. And I'm sure you've all heard in feng shui, when you have stuff around, clutter, disorganization, it's actually accumulates negative energy, and it can actually make you a little depressed. I just read that actually. And it can make you even more tired. But we all feel so overwhelmed. So anyway, we want to kind of just look at maybe something of that in your life that's just like, I can't deal with that, but I know it's kind of festering in the corner, you know? Because even if it's things locked away in the closets, it's still working on your field, if that makes sense. And I have all these mold issues, and it's so interesting to me, like, mold is like in the dark. It's like festering. It's all these things that we kind of have locked away. There's some emotional component to that too. So let's just do an exercise, Brent. What did we? I'm gonna let Brent start. What in your life be for Brent? You go first. What? I stayed with Brent for 2 weeks, so I know the ins and outs of it.
She knows all my secrets now.
So, what in your life feels just like disorganized and really cluttered and just kind of wears you out a little bit, and you just wish it were different?
Yeah, so I kind of like a laundry thing happening. And I cleaned my clothes, which is good. But it's like the laundry gets done. I even fold them, and then I put the laundry basket with folded clothes in my room, and then I can just sit there. Like, I don't pull it to total completion of, like, hanging the clothes up and putting them in the closet or putting the underwear and socks into the drawers. I'll just, like, pick out of the laundry basket. It's like, why don't I just, like, complete that little task? So then I have this, like, pile of, like, clean laundry and, like, a pile of dirty laundry next to it. It's just not a, it's totally like, it's probably like some reflection of my inside something. Right?
That's the next question. So,
because
I've heard you say that to me, that it's really interesting you said that completion.
Yeah.
It's hard for you to complete that last 10%. I've heard you say that before. So isn't that interesting? That's a reflection right there. I do it too, because I'm tired and, you know, but what would that feel like to have all the clothes off the floor and out of the baskets? And look, I'm moving and I'm in my junky, my this apartment here is beautiful, but it's just filled with crap right now, and it's totally bumming me out, and my energy gets so low. But I have to come here to do the calls for internet. But I go back to my new place, and there's nothing in it, and I'm so happy. There's just nothing there. Just that clarity, space. It's so awesome. So this is a good exercise, I think, for us to look at those things, because they really do wear on us. So
true. But you can't do what I did, Dana, and I saw this one room in my house. Because I just moved into my new place, my new house, about, I don't know, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. And I just had this one room, this, like, extra room that just had it's the overflow. It's, like, throw all the rest of the boxes that aren't unpacked yet, close the door, leave it. And it's festering. It's festering.
Little pretty dusty apartment in there. Yeah, it's pretty dusty.
Pretty dusty. It's not good. So I got to clear that out, too. I guess that's what I'm doing this weekend, next week.
I think you're starting with the clothes. I think that's a really, really good step.
Trying to get the clothes. I right now have this exact thing I just described happening. It's real.
I got to tell you, I have something similar, just to be perfectly honest. The thing that's, like, completely overburdening me, and it has been for a long time, is my supplements. I'm actually even scared to say that. Like, I don't want to hurt their feelings.
They've been your friends for so long. I mean,
no, really, it's like my friends. They're really, really like my friends. This is like, I'm confessing right now, this is like a sickness or something. But it is so out of control that my entire bookshelf, I have a whole bookshelf of supplements, two counters, and two cupboards full of supplements and meds. Now, I probably use on a daily basis maybe 5, and they're like B vitamins and trace minerals, like just basic things. But as I'm going and cleaning these cupboards out, I have stuff from 2008, and I'm looking at this teasel root tincture, and the first thing that comes up is fear. It's like, oh my God, I might need this again. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is remembering the time when I was so sick and I was with Klinghardt at that time, and I'm looking at all the remedies he gave me and thinking, oh my gosh, what if I ever go back to that state? So it's like the clinging to fear. And then the second thing that comes up is interesting. It's the opposite. It's the feeling of love and nurturing from Klinghardt, from Mark. I was just really thinking that. Like, these little guys represent their help and their love. Does that make sense? I'm just putting it to words now. But I did this exercise last night, and I said, okay, I'm really well. In fact, I'm on a cleanse right now, and I'm getting really, really well. And I don't need this from 2008. This is poison anyway. Let it go. And Klinghardt and Mark and everybody are there, and that love, I can access that anytime. I don't need these little symbols. So then I was doing really well, dumping all this stuff. I mean, some things were only 2013, you know, and I still, like, just on a roll, dumping it out. And then I got to the bag. I was telling Brent, I got to the bag, big garbage bag full of meds, and it's like, you need me. What if you need me someday?
What if?
I was like, no, I don't. And I just, like, kicked them in the corner, and they're still in the corner there. And I'm sure they're expired enough that I can feel comfortable dumping them. But, Brent, I know you have the similar thing in your refrigerator. You have some antibiotics.
I have two completely full, torn Whole Foods bags. They're like, they're spilling out because the Whole Foods, I've transported them, like, so many times over the past 2-3 years. I know a lot of this stuff is 4 or 5 years old. Medications and supplements. And then I have a couple boxes of supplements still. And this is after I threw away half of them last year.
Still
a few hanging on.
Yeah, I mean, and it's crazy. And, Brent, you do really well with food. I mean, you're very disciplined. I think I rely on my supplements. The standard process is the supplement I use, and it's food-based. So I kind of use that instead of eating, which is a terrible habit. And I've noticed that I have to travel. When I, Brent can tell you, I travel with probably 30 pounds of supplements because they're all in glass bottles, and I can't get myself to take them out of the glass because they, again, it's a comfort thing. And it's true that I've been really, really sick, and then I go to those and they balance me. So I just want to get that that feeling without supplements. I know I'm going to always have them around, but how can I access that balance and that trust? It's really about having faith in your body, don't you think?
We're reframing it, you know, and treating the food as medicine, and it's absolutely right. I love what you said about the symbols, Dana. It's really cool because they are so symbolic from, like, this time that was that we're moving away from, or we're moving away from.
And they're just like, you know, like I said, it's all these tinctures that Klinghart put together for me. And they were like little gifts, you know. They felt like magical Klinghart energy. And it was like, oh, that's really sentimental. But it's just time to, like, be here with that love and that nurturing and figure out ways to do that for myself. And, you know, having stuff in the drawers and stuck and all this stuff, it's like, it reminds me of mold, you know? It's just stagnation. It's like, no wonder I have mold issues and my lymph is congested, you know? This is part of what we're doing. We're moving into the new. And it, once we let go of these old thoughts about our bodies, right, what might be, I think we really open up to some new possibilities. So, I hope you guys are thinking about what's kind of stuck, what's kind of festering there in terms of clutter. So why don't we take 5 minutes where everybody's going to write down their thing that's burdening them, and wish they could clear it, and why it's hard to let go. So what's bothering you, and why is it hard to let go? So just write that on your own. Brent, you'll give 5?
Yeah. A few minutes, and then we'll break into small groups, and we're going to share. Okay, so hope you have got your little clutter identified, and I'd like for us to break into small groups now, and we're going to do our breakout session, our breakouts, huddles, as we usually do, and we will put you on the small groups of 3 and announce your name, welcome everyone in the group, find out whose name is magically the first, which is probably the person who always goes first, especially if you're a B, and start sharing. You know, what is those areas of clutter in your life? And Dana, what's the second part of that question again?
Why do you find it so hard to let go?
What's your clutter?
What is that? What's the reflection? What's the reflection of it? Brent was saying it's hard for him to finish that last little 10%. And for me, it was attaching meaning to these bottles of love and support.
So that's it. And have you in your huddle. You can take 5 minutes each. So we'll have 15 minutes for this huddle. And we'll be back. You're in your groups now. Okay, everybody, wrapping up. I'm going to put you guys all in your lines. We must change, move, and grow.
That's right. So I hope that I'm getting an echo, Brent. Okay. I really hope that just that exercise started the process of clearing out things. You know, I think we get really tired when we're disorganized. And I was just sitting here thinking, it's so much easier to be organized when you have less stuff to organize. Sorry about that noise. Brent and I love this term, stuffocation. Are you suffocating? So remember that. And we're going to give you homework. The homework is to clean out a closet. If you can't do a closet, do a drawer. And just what I do is have a pile of yes, no, maybe. And the maybes are always pretty big, but at least you got the no's out of the way. And then kind of sit with the maybes for a couple days and go back. If you're really willing to clean out the clothes and the stuff in the closet, one fun exercise, if you have energy to do it, is pack a bag for 2 weeks, like you're going on a two-week vacation. One is for a two-week vacation in the winter, and another bag for two-week vacation in the summer, and then pack away everything else. An example is, you know, Brent and I both traveled a lot, and we lived out of a suitcase for a month, and it's like, you really don't need that much. It's amazing how much we store, and they don't, if you needed it, you couldn't even find it anyway, and it's probably moldy, so whatever.
And even then, Dana, we were going from San Diego to Seattle, you know, just all the climates, and we packed it all.
Right, and I just did that for a month, lived out of a suitcase last month. So it just illustrates how we can live simply. And I like being able to find things. That's what I'm noticing. It's just so much easier to find things. So I hope you got something out of it today. You know, we're cleaning up our bodies, cleaning up our energies in our home. And I want to invite you on this call to another call. Can you believe it? Here we are, so many calls. But this one is probably the most important call we're going to have, in my opinion. And that's this Thursday with Beverly Montgomery. She is my intuitive and my energy healer. And I'm sure a lot of stuff is coming up for all of us in this cleanse, and some subconscious debris might be coming up. So we're so excited to have Beverly, who can come on and really help us with clearing some of that stuff. So we'll write you an email about it. That's this Thursday. And Brent and I have both worked with Beverly, and it's life-changing. We'll explain more to you. But, Brent, you've had a good experience with it?
I love it. She's amazing. Does amazing work. So we're excited to share it with you guys.
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, we have noticed that on some of these calls, it's hard because we're all not feeling well. Sometimes the energy field can really dip. And sometimes it's hard for us to clear ourselves of those energy fields.
She uses the word static a lot, which is, I think, is very relevant.
She uses the word static? Yeah,
yeah,
when there's interference, like our brains aren't working properly, so there's sort of wrong thinking comes in, and then we're affected by everybody else's fields and their negative thinking. Beverly has a gift of tuning energy fields. And it's like long-distance Qigong. It's quite incredible. Actually, Dr. Klinghardt has used her. I've used her for about 12 years. So we want to share her with you next week. I'm sorry, this week. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
God, we're packing in the calls.
Tonight. Yeah.
We're living and learning. I think we're going to spread out the calls next time, but we love being with you. And those that are doing the kit, we're doing Dr. J tomorrow to talk about more questions about the kit. All are welcome to that call as well. Thank you for your time. Clean out those closets. I want to see pictures. Send pictures.
Send us pictures of those beautifully before and after closets. And if you're scared to send the picture, that means you haven't cleaned it enough.
Step by step. Start with a drawer.
Step by
Start
step.
With a drawer.
Start
okay.
with a drawer.
Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Bye.
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 Night.
Bye.